Sports Talk 750.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
There was a time in this country when sports were revered. But people today, their values were all out of whack.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in! And the Lakers win the game!
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA Final!
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah. Yeah!
Welcome to another edition of Drive Time Sports here on KOA Orbital 39 FM and 750 AM. We have a special edition of the show coming your way today. We're going to talk MMA pretty much throughout the entire show. We're going to be joined, well, we are joined right now by Cody Bunderson. He's the promoter and owner of Fierce Fighting Championship. And coming up this Saturday, they have their third event here in the Castle Country. It's Evolution, so Fierce Fighting Championships Evolution. Cody, this is going to be a real fun card. It's great to get you back in here today to talk a bit about it. I look forward to doing this before the fight, so thank you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I appreciate the opportunity to come down here and talk about the fights and talk about what I love to do. And, man, we've got a stacked card coming up, buddy.
You've been excited about this card for a long time. I talked to you about a month and a half ago, and you were really just oozing with enthusiasm as far as the main event between Mike Jones and Kyle Stewart, which will in fact be for a belt. The belt looks fantastic. You guys have that. I mean, this is an exciting event.
Yeah, that main event is two redheads are going to go to battle and some red on red crime. But both those guys are up and comers, in the country as far as talent that could potentially make it to the UFC one day. And this will be kind of the next stepping stone to in both their careers to see, who's going to take the next step to the higher level. And I couldn't be more excited to, bring Kyle in from Arizona. And, Mike's a local kid here. I've done a bunch of training with him. And, we're hoping to keep that belt here in Utah. But Kyle's a tough dude. He's a really tough dude. And there's going to be fireworks on Saturday, five-minute rounds. So it's going to be fun.
Again, that's going to be for the championship. It'll be for a championship belt. Again, that's taking place at the 170-pound weight class. Also on the card, Miguel Taberna, MJ Taberna. This is a well-known name here locally. MJ was not able to fight on your last card, but he looks like he's in great shape this go-around. It's an amateur fight, but he's still unbeaten in the amateur ranks.
Yeah. MJ's 3-0, training with me there down at Fierce. He's fighting a guy, Johan Rubio, out of Elite MMA up there with Jeremy Horn in Salt Lake. Johan's 6-0, MJ's 3-0, so something's got to give. And I expect a dogfight between these two. They're both real, both well-rounded fighters. MJ's had quite an extensive boxing background. Johan's just a real well-rounded fighter. I think he was a pretty good high school wrestler, and it's going to be a really good fight. That's our co-main event, and I expect fireworks between those two. It's tough. I really expect MJ to pull out that win. He's been training hard, but he has a test on his hands, and it's gonna it'll be a good fight for him to really test his skills and see where he stands here in the state.
So again, a great fight card coming up. It's going to be this Saturday at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center. It's Fierce Fighting Championships Evolution, the third fight under the Fierce Fighting Championship banner. I know you have a lot of fun putting these events together. You know these fighters inside out. Matchmaking for this fight, you alongside Brandon Wise put these fights together. All in all, is this a better card than what we saw last time?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. The last card, there were some phenomenal fights, some went different ways than I expected, but this card, from top to bottom, I look at each fight and it's almost like, on paper, there really is almost no favorites. It's a coin flip. If you're a Vegas odd mat, maker, you would look at these fights right here and say they're so evenly well matched right here. It'd really be hard to pick a true favorite in any one of these fights right here. That's how evenly matched up they are. Really some of the top talent here in the state, Idaho, Arizona, you know, we truly are bringing in some of the best fighters from around the state, you know, both in the amateur and the pro class. And, this is the gateway for them to, you know, live out their dreams and, you know, take their fighting career to the next level. And you very may well see any one of these fighters on here in the UFC one day.
Again, we got a special edition of Drive Time Sports today as we preview Fierce Fighting Championships Evolution this Saturday at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center. Tickets are actually on sale right now. You have a couple of different packages, Cody, where the spectators are going to be well entertained throughout the night, and something that will fit everybody's price range.
Yeah, for sure. So, GA tickets, $30. You can sit up, have a really good view there on the bleachers, or $50 for our VIP ticket. You get to sit down on the table a lot closer to the cage, and that also comes with a drink and a meal. So, really good bang for your buck. We've also decided, any children 5 and under, we're going to go ahead and let them in for free with their parents. And then anyone 8 and under, they can get in on a general admission ticket with their parent. So, it's all ages show, family friendly. So again, 5 and under, go ahead and bring them, we'll let them right in the door with a parent. And then anyone 8 and under, they get in with a general admission ticket on their parents.
And again, that's for Saturday's event. Now, we're going to talk to several of the fighters on the card for Saturday. Coming up, we're going to talk to Mike Jones and Kyle Stewart. We're also going to catch up with MJ Taberna and also Brendan Danger Polito. So we got a great lineup of fighters tonight to kind of preview Saturday.
Yeah. It's going to be fun to pick these guys' brains, see what their thoughts, see what their mentality is going into these fights. I'm really excited to talk to Mike and Kyle. Both these guys, I've been training super hard, super hard for this fight. I know both these guys really want that belt really bad, and it's going to be a war on Saturday, so I'm expecting some fireworks.
We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to dive into it, talk to a few fighters again. This is a special edition of Drive Time Sports as we preview Fierce Fighting Championships Evolution, which is going down this Saturday at the Garbin County Fairgrounds Event Center. We'll be back with plenty more right here on 103.9 FM and 750 AM Drive Time Sports.
It's a battle in the cage. Fierce Fighting Championship presents Evolution, September 24th at the Carbon County Event Center. Watch as the top men and women fighters in the state and country battle it out in the cage with up to 15 fights. Cost is $30 per person general admission, $50 for VIP, and that includes dinner and a drink. All ages are welcome, and you can reserve your VIP tables ahead of time. Fierce Fighting Championships Evolution, September 24th at the Carbon County Event Center. Doors open at 5 p.m. Tickets on sale now at both Market Express locations, Matsuda Acupuncture and Fierce MMA Gym. For more information, call Cody at 630-0848. That's 630-0848. And make sure to like Fierce Fighting Championship on Facebook. Special thanks to our sponsors, KOALAM 750, 98.3 Kickin' Country, 95.3 The Peak, Auto Farm, RNA Market, Dr. Doug Larson and Pine Top Medical, Tire King, Tony Basso GM, and FST Filtration.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Joe Wade Formicola, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Real name, no gimmicks.
On 750 AM, KOAL.
So I came to the game. Real name, no gimmicks. That's why I ain't got no.
We're back on this special edition of Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 103.9 FM, 750 AM. Previewing this weekend's fight card, Fierce Fighting Championships Evolution. And I got Cody Bunderson joining us in the studio. Cody, of course, the owner and the promoter for Fierce Fighting Championship. And today we're going to bring in several fighters. Up first, we're going to talk to Brendan Danger Polito. He's going to go toe-to-toe with Daniel Arellano on this Saturday's fight card. And Cody, Brendan is kind of a special student to you. He's your guy.
Yeah, he's one of my guys that's on the card. Him, MJ, and then Mark Chavez. We call him Blanca. All three guys trained out of Fierce MMA. All three guys put in a ton of work. Brendan's ready. You can see it in his eyes this week, his mentality. He's kind of shifting into the dangerous one mode, changing from Brendan Polito down to the dangerous one, Danger Polito. And he's going to be ready to go this Saturday. It's going to be fun.
So for you, I remember the last fight card that we had on Justice, Brendan got a victory.
Yeah. Yep.
And the excitement in the cage between not only with Brendan, but with you as his trainer. I mean, it was pretty electric. It was pretty obvious from a spectator standpoint. A lot of hard work went into this, and it was a well-deserved win for Brendan. You were extremely happy.
Oh yeah. I could not have been more pleased with his performance on that show. That's his second victory in a row. You know, he had a kind of a little rough start to his career. Wasn't training at a gym or anything, and kind of got a bunch of mismatches. But you know, since he's been training with us at Fierce, you know, he's 2-0. Training under me down there, and you know, we've cleaned up a lot of things for him, a lot of techniques, and man, he grinds, and he's ready to bring him aboard this Saturday.
So this is your fighter. You put this match together. Why? What intrigued you about this particular matchup?
We originally had actually a different opponent for Brendan. We had a guy that actually had just fought for an amateur title up on the Clash with Reed Romney and them up there in Logan, and he lost for that belt. But you know, I being that he had fought for the title, I wanted to push Danger to a guy that had fought for a title, and you know, put Danger a step closer to potentially fighting for an amateur title himself. And that fight fell through, but we were able to find another fighter down there with Team Fusion, with Aaron Reese down there, and they have a real good gym down there, a real good camp. That's where Mike's been training at for this last fight, since he's been moved down to St. George. But you know, everything I've heard about this kid, you know, it's his debut fight, but I've gotten a lot of positive feedback, both from Aaron and from Mike, that this kid's tough. You know, he's going to come, he's going to bring it, has some pretty good hands, and he's going to test Danger. It's going to be, I think it'll be a war of attrition in this fight, and I think Danger's experience and his heart, more than anything, will get him this victory.
Well, with that being said, let's bring in Brendan Danger Polito to talk about this upcoming bout again on Saturday night. Brendan, it's great to get you in here today as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Definitely. So you get a victory last time out. You're sitting 2-1 in the amateur ranks. You're going up against somebody that you probably don't know a whole lot about. I mean, what's preparation been like for you leading up to Saturday?
Honestly, I feel like with me, it's kind of been like kind of like Batman in a way, because I feel like on a normal day basis, I'm just Brendan. I'm a loving husband. I have a kid on the way. But with this fight, because I don't know much about him, I feel eager, actually. I feel good. I feel confident. I feel tricky. I feel wicked. You know, whatever you want to call it, I feel ready. If there's anything I can say to him is that I hope it'd be a tough fight. I know it's going to be a tough fight, but I'm going to smash. And I'm going to smash completely. Like, I'm going to make a statement because I want that belt. I want it more than anything. When my kid gets born, I want her to know who her dad is. And no one's going to take that from me. No one.
Well, with that being said, Cody mentioned how your career has really evolved. You know, he's cleaned some things up. What's been the biggest positive for you, not necessarily only in the cage, but I mean mentally and outside of the cage as well? What's been the biggest positive working with Fierce and working with Cody?
The biggest positive thing for me is a life-changing event for me. Before I met Cody, I won't lie, I used to be party guy, I used to be on drugs, and then when I met Cody, my life changed. I met my wife, my life changed, and I just got sick of just being that bum. You know, I really wanted to be who I wanted to be when I was younger, but because I was robbed of everything, like my childhood and stuff, I feel like the mentality outside the ring is the same thing when I go inside the ring or the cage. I never really had anything. I had to work for everything, and I had to fight for everything. So fighting to me is my life. Fighting to me is what motivates me, what makes me sharp. And if it wasn't for Cody or the gym, I would probably not be here right now. I would not have a wife. I wouldn't have a kid on the way. And this gym has helped me through a lot of emotional problems and at the same time boosted my confidence. You know, I didn't really have much. I lived out in East Carbon. I lived out in the sticks, you know, lived with my grandma, bless her heart, who passed away. I still miss her deeply, but it's through all that pain and emotion that Cody helped build me up. The team helped build me up. Everybody, you know. I'll be honest, I'm kind of an ornery person, but it's not that I'm intentionally ornery. It's just that I want to be somebody so bad. I want that attention. And as soon as I met Cody, I knew it was like something I was missing in my life, you know.
Just clicked.
Mm-hmm.
Again, our guest right now, Brendan Danger Polito, is going to be fighting on the card this Saturday, Fierce Fighting Championships Evolution against Daniel Arellanos. Now, we've talked a little bit about your past and what you know what you've had to overcome. As far as those who have never been able to watch you in the cage, what do you bring to the table? How do you describe your fighting style and your tenacity to somebody who has never watched you?
It's going to be a dismember in September. I'm going to drop Arellano in the first round, and then I'm going to knock him out in the second. And if I don't, it's cool, because either way, I'm going to win. What I bring is intensity, aggression, and I don't care if I get hit. I'm not going to say anything trash-talking other than keeping it clean, but I'm going to say this. I'm a tough dude. I'm not a bum. And if you'd like the dangerous one, come see me, because I'll guarantee you to bring you a show. I'll bring the shower of blood on the cage.
I'm excited for it. You definitely know how to sell a fight verbally, and I watched you last time, and you know how to perform physically as well. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. Brendan, before I let you go, I want you to go ahead and invite everybody out there to come watch this event on Saturday night.
Okay. For all you who are getting ready to come see the dangerous one, I got to say this. Come watch it on Saturday. You're going to not want to miss it. And to my brother and all my family who can't make it, I'll have it on Facebook. I love you guys. I love you, Nyla. I love you, Tyler. I love my team. And Danger Smash the World.
I'm excited for it. Thank you very much for coming in today, Brendan.
Thank you.
All right, let's bring Cody Bunderson back in. Cody, so we just heard from Brendan. He's excited. He's ready to go. I think he's set to step in the cage on Saturday night.
Yeah, buddy, the dude's fired up. He's ready to go. He's pacing over here. I think he's going to hit me, so I don't know. I have to get him calmed down a little bit. But, no, he's trained hard for this fight. You know, he's trained hard and you know, put a lot of extra work outside of the gym and a lot of running, a lot of cardio. And he's ready. You know, he's mentally and physically ready. So I could not be happier for him. You know, win or lose, you know, I know that on Saturday he's going to give it his all. And this other dude's going to know what it's like to step in the cage with the dangerous one. And he's going to feel the pain.
I'm excited for it. Again, that's Brendan Danger Polito joining us here on this special edition of Drive Time Sports. Hey, we have plenty more to come as we continue to preview Saturday's event. We still have to talk to Mike Jones and Kyle Stewart. Both of those two are members of the main event, and we'll also catch up with MJ Taberna. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more coming up here on Drive Time Sports. KOA, Orbital 39 FM and 750 AM.
It's a battle of the cage. Fierce Fighting Championship presents Evolution, September 24th at the Carbon County Event Center. Watch as the top men and women fighters in the state and country battle it out in the cage with up to 15 fights. Cost is $30 per person general admission, $50 for VIP, and that includes dinner and a drink. All ages are welcome, and you can reserve your VIP tables ahead of time. Fierce Fighting Championships Evolution, September 24th at the Carbon County Event Center. Doors open at 5 p.m. Tickets on sale now at both Market Express locations, Matsuda Acupuncture and Fierce MMA Gym. For more information, call Cody at 630-0848. That's 630-0848. And make sure to like Fierce Fighting Championship on Facebook. Special thanks to our sponsors, KOALAM 750, 98.3 Kickin' Country, 95.3 The Peak, Auto Farm, RNA Market, Dr. Doug Larson and Pine Top Medical, Tire King, Tony Basso GM, and FST Filtration.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Golden Eagles.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM, 750 AM. Special edition of the show as we continue to preview Fierce Fighting Championships Evolution. And we've talked to Brendan Danger Polito, and we're going to get to the main event here in just a moment. But for this particular segment, we're going to focus on a local fighter who's joining us over the telephone right now. We have MJ Taberna. Now, Cody, you're very familiar with MJ. This is one of your fighters. He was originally supposed to appear on the Justice card. That didn't happen. But now, finally, people here in the local area will have a chance to root for MJ on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. It's gonna be a really good fight come Saturday. You know, he has a tough opponent, but MJ trained super hard for this fight. One of the up and comers, amateurs in the lightweight division here in the state. You know, my opinion, he's one of the best guys here in the state, and a guy has a long career ahead of him. So I'm really excited him to showcase his skills in front of, you know, his hometown and friends and family here come Saturday.
Well, he's from a good pedigree. I mean, his brother's not too shabby as well, right?
No. Yeah. Pasquale, you know, has a, a really good martial arts background as well as boxing background. So, you know, does a lot of training with Pasquale as well. And, you know, MJ's, you know, has that boxing background, but, you know, he really is a mixed martial artist now. You know, he has been focusing on his wrestling, you know, his kickboxing, his jiu-jitsu. You know, he's a MMA fighter now, you know, not just a boxer. So you'll be able to see that come Saturday night.
MJ, first off, thank you for taking out the time to come in today. Cody gave you quite the intro there. I'm sure you're excited to get rolling on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm really excited to get going. It's going to be a good fight. Excited for this one. We're both ranked in the top 10 in our division, so it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, talk about your opponent, Johan Rubio. This fight's taking place again in the 155-pound weight class. It is an amateur fight, but it will be one of the more, I guess you could say, anticipated fights of the evening. What do you know about your opponent?
I know he's a young, tough fighter. He's undefeated, finished all of his fights so far, so I'm expecting a good fight, and that's it.
Cody, this is one of the things that I can definitely respect most about you being a promoter. Here's MJ. He's your fighter. He's unbeaten. You don't throw a tomato can at him, though.
You're
stacking this card.
Yeah, for sure. There's a saying, you're only as good as your competition. And so, you know, each fight for MJ, you know, we're looking to, you know, better the competition and test his skills, you know, because a lot of people, a lot of coaches, a lot of fighters out there looking to cherry pick a lot of stuff and, you know, just to kind of pad their record. But, you know, not MJ. You know, he fights tough fighters. His last fight, he beat a really good guy. And, you know, we're bringing in even a better fighter this time to really test MJ's skills. And you know, winners of the draw, like this is good for MJ, because you know it's gonna, you know, help push him to that next level. And you know, I fully expect MJ to get that W on Saturday. But you know, no tough fights for our guys. You know, we're not looking to, you know, handpick anything. You know, we want to test our guys, test our skills, and push ourselves to the limit.
Now, MJ, Cody was talking about this. I mean, obviously, you've got a boxing background as well. You're very good on your feet. What are some of the things that you've had to fine tune to become a well-rounded mixed martial artist?
I had to work a lot on my jiu-jitsu and wrestling, but these past 5 years I've been working with some really good guys, Cody, Mike Jones, especially Mike Tryon, a lot of good guys in wrestling. So, and also kickboxing too. I never used to throw kicks, and Cody and those guys got my kicks going where they need to be. So.
What's been the most difficult task of that? I mean, again, with you having a boxing background and being so good on your feet, having to become a well-rounded fighter, what's been the most difficult transition for you?
Just getting used to being on my back and being on the floor. That's really it.
So for this particular fight, is this something that you want to stand up the majority of this fight against Johan?
Yeah. But I'm ready to go anywhere. I feel comfortable anywhere in this fight. So in the clinch, on the floor, standing up, I feel I'm prepared anywhere.
Now, MJ's a guy, Cody, that you've talked about. You and I have talked about MJ for the last little while, and I know that a lot of people here in town, they anticipate it when someone like this locally fights. How much longer do you anticipate MJ fighting at the amateur ranks?
You know, it's tough to say. You know, I feel, in my opinion, that you know, amateur fighters should have, you know, a good, you know, at least six or seven fights under their belt. You know, and you know, as MJ continues to progress, you know, we'll evaluate that and see what the next step is. But you know, in the amateur division, you know, you should really test yourself against every sort of different fighter. You know, you need to fight a guy that's you know, a wrestler, a guy that's a striker, a guy that's a jiu-jitsu fighter. You know, and we'll continue to, you know, pick out different opponents for MJ that's truly going to test his skills and, you know, prepare him for that next level for when he does go pro. And you know, but again, no tough fights for MJ. So we're gonna, you know, develop him to the best of our abilities. And you know, I know it's a dream of his, you know, to be a pro fighter, and he's well on his way to becoming a pro fighter here sometime in the near future.
MJ, I know you were originally supposed to appear on the last card, on the Justice card. How difficult was that for you to have to watch and not actually be involved in that event as far as stepping into the cage?
Oh, man, it was frustrating. I worked real hard for that fight. It was another tough fight I was supposed to have, and pulled out like a week before the fight, and it was just frustrating, but I'm excited to get in there now.
Is the anticipation building the closer and closer we get to Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just ready to get in there and fight already.
155-pound weight class, how difficult is it going to be for you to make that weight?
It's not going to be too bad. I'm almost on weight now, so I got probably 10 more pounds or so.
Well, we've talked about the opponent. Cody, you've matched up another good one here. And as far as your particular fighters, Are you hard-pressed to find someone with more potential than MJ when you look at it?
Not necessarily. Both guys are undefeated, so that's what I love about this matchup here. Yeah. Johan, he's a finisher. MJ's a finisher too. But something's got to give come Saturday, and I truly believe that MJ's preparation for this fight, his heart, his determination, that's going to be probably the deciding factor in this fight, is that, he's not going to quit. He knows that he's going to get hit. He knows that, he might get taken down, but, he'll get back up. He'll put his hands on him, he'll choke him, he'll kick him, he'll punch him, whatever it is, MJ's, got the ability to be just a finisher for every fight. And, I think come Saturday, you're going to see MJ finish this fight and turn a lot of heads. And, I think after this, this, and then we got another fight on the card, I think we could be potentially setting up a potential amateur title fight, after this, after Saturday.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those fights, again, that a lot of people are going to be looking forward to. MJ, Cody says that, you're looking to finish this fight. You're a finisher. It's a 3-round fight. How long is this going to take you to finish, at least in your mind? Is there an ideal moment? I know they say sometimes that fighters are artists. Do you have the way you would want this particular painting to finish?
I think I'm going to get the finish in probably the second or third round, because I know he's tough. He's going to come out hard the first round, and I think when he starts to fade, I'm going to start getting momentum.
Now, unfortunately, I haven't got to watch MJ fight yet in his 3 amateur fights. Cody, how does he respond to getting popped in the face? I mean, a lot of fighters respond differently to that.
Yeah, he can take a punch. He hits, and he's going to, MJ gets hit, he'll hit you back 3 times. MJ gets hit twice, he'll hit you back 4 times. He answers, and then, he puts the pressure on as well. So, whether it's, counter-striking or putting the pressure on, he adjusts to the fight accordingly and flows, like water. And, you're going to see Saturday a super talented kid we have here training down at Fierce put on a show on Saturday.
MJ, they say fighters have to be promoters, so I'm going to let you put your promoter hat on here for a moment. Go ahead and tell the listening audience to make sure they get their tickets and they get out this Saturday to watch you face Johan Rubio in the cage.
Yeah, you're not going to want to miss it. Like I said, he's 21, I believe. I'm 22. We're two young fighters. Between both of us, we have 9 wins, no losses. Only one fight's been to the decision, so it's guaranteed to be an action-packed fight, so you're not going to want to miss it.
MJ, it was great to catch up with you, man. Best of luck this Saturday, and we'll talk to you at the fight.
All right, thanks, guys.
So, Cody, MJ joining us over the phone, talking a little bit about this fight. I know it's almost like a co-main event, isn't it?
Yeah. They're MJ and Johan is the co-main event.
Mm-hmm. So you got two fights that on any particular card could be their own main event?
Oh, yeah, for sure. MJ and Johan easily be the co-main event. Again, two undefeated guys. I think there's 3 guys here in the state that are probably poised to be the best 155ers. I really like that Ryder Campo Andy Pitcher fight. Ryder Campo's a tough dude. I think Andy Pitcher is the underdog in that fight, but he's tough. He's tough. He throws a lot of crazy spinning back fists and can wow some crowds like that. But I in my mind, I think the winner of the Andy Pitcher Ryder Campo fight and the MJ and Johan fight, I think the winner of both those fights will be poised for an amateur title shot on our next show.
We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk about the main event. Mike Jones is actually going to join us in the studio. We'll get his opponent on over the phone, and we'll continue to preview Fierce Fighting Championships Evolution when we return here on 103.9 FM and 750 AM.
It's a battle in the cage. Fierce Fighting Championship presents Evolution, September 24th at the Carbon County Event Center. Watch as the top men and women fighters in the state and country battle it out in the cage with up to 15 fights. Cost is $30 per person general admission, $50 for VIP, and that includes dinner and a drink. All ages are welcome, and you can reserve your VIP tables ahead of time. Fierce Fighting Championships Evolution, September 24th at the Carbon County Event Center. Doors open at 5 p.m. Tickets on sale now at both Market Express locations, Matsuda Acupuncture and Fierce MMA Gym. For more information, call Cody at 630-0848. That's 630-0848. And make sure to like Fierce Fighting Championship on Facebook. Special thanks to our sponsors, KOALAM 750, 98.3 Kickin' Country, 95.3 The Peak, Auto Farm, RNA Market, Dr. Doug Larson and Pine Top Medical, Tire King, Tony Basso GM, and FST Filtration.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's main event. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm
Back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 103.9 FM, 750 AM. It's a special edition of the show as we are talking Fierce Fighting Championships Evolution this Saturday at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center. Again, tickets are on sale right now. We'll talk about the logistics of that in just a second. But for this next segment, I want to talk about the main event card. This is a fight that Cody and I have talked about several times, and every time I have talked to Cody, he has basically said he cannot wait for this fight. I mean, this was months ago. Cody was telling me he could not wait for this fight. Mike Jones going up against Kyle Stewart, 170-pound weight class. This is for a belt, the first ever belt for Fierce Fighting Championship. And, well, all in all, Cody, I know this is the build-up. This is the big one.
Yeah, this is the for all the marbles, the whole enchilada right here. These two guys, man, they really are up-and-comers in the sport. You know, I've done a ton of training before with Mike. I've cornered Mike before. You know, Mike's actually coming back to Price now, and he's going to be doing some training with us again. But man, like this, Mike's got his hands full. Kyle's got his hands full. This fight is, this is everything that a matchmaker, a promoter could dream of and then some. So it's going to be fun.
Tell me a little bit about Kyle Stewart.
So Kyle Stewart, he's training out of Arizona Combat Sports. He's a teammate of the guy that I just fought, that I just lost to. So, you know, I'm hoping to Mike gets a little bit of revenge for me on my behalf. But really good training camp out of there. I know he's been training like crazy. I've, you know, following him on social media. Actually, the last 10 days of his training camp, he went out to, I believe, Colorado Springs. We'll talk with him in a minute, but to get adjusted to elevation, you know, so he's taking this fight seriously. I've seen him even down in Arizona. He goes and runs like 6 miles in an elevation chamber, where it simulates like 10 or 11,000 feet running at 6 miles. And he's training hard for this fight. You know, he's taking Mike serious. He knows Mike is a killer, and that you know, if he does not respect Mike, that it'll be a bad night for him on Saturday. But you know, Mike's training super hard for this fight as well, and you know, again, it's one of these, you know, fights that, you know, you kind of go, you're going to flip a coin and, you know, on paper, you know, stylistically, everything, these guys match up really well.
Odd sharks, but having to pick them.
Yep, exactly. You know, I got to, Mike's my boy, so I got to lean a little bit more towards Mike, you know, and I just know the potential that this kid has in him. You know, he's young, he's hungry, he's athletic, he's coachable. You know, he picks up everything so, you know, really well. And just to see the evolution of Mike, from when I first started working with him and you know, cornered him in some fights, that to see where he is now, I mean, it literally is leaps and bounds of improvement from where he was even just a couple years ago. So the sky's the limit for Mike Jones, I can tell you that.
We're going to talk to Mike here in just a second. Give us the background on Mike Jones.
So Mike Jones, I mean, local kid, you know, from out in Emory County, you know, so right here in town, you know, he's he was the original starter of Fierce MMA, and then he moved, and then I took over the gym, and you know, they kind of started out there down there on Main Street, and then I took the gym over, and you know, we got our kids program out there now and added our new facility and everything. But you know, if it wasn't for Mike Jones, you know, my life wouldn't be what it is today. I wouldn't be, you know, living my dream. I was coming down here for work, you know, I was you know, I got introduced to Mike, and you know, he was having me doing some guest teaching when I was down here. You know, teaching him, you know, some of my Muay Thai and my jiu-jitsu and wrestling skills, where they didn't have, you know, like a coach down here, and I couldn't be down here, you know, full time like I wanted to be. And then when he, decided to go to train with 4-7 and those guys up there, you know, I had to make the choice to commit my life to these guys down here, and you know, it was a blessing in disguise. You know, I owe Mike Jones everything for that, and you know, he's one of my best friends, and I really truly look forward to you know, seeing this guy live out his dream, and you know, being up there, you know, world champ one day.
All right, well, after that, let's bring in both fighters, actually. Mike Jones is here live in the studio, and we actually have Kyle Stewart on over the telephone. Again, these two guys will be going toe-to-toe with a 170-pound weight class this Saturday. It's a 5-round matchup. It's for the first-ever championship belt from Fierce Fighting Championship. Kyle, it's great to get you on over the phone. I thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, man.
And then, Mike, it's great to get you, and I appreciate you coming down here.
Yeah, no problem, man. Good to be here.
We'll start with you, Mike. You're the local guy here in this fight. A lot of people are going to recognize your name. You're an Emory County guy, and so you're very familiar with this land. And again, it's kind of like a home field advantage for you on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up here, born and raised. I don't live here anymore, but yeah, it's going to be good to fight in front of family, friends. You know, I've never got to do that before, so it'll be good.
And then, as Cody was just talking about moments ago, Kyle, you actually have a connection to Cody. He actually lost one of your teammates just a while back. So you kind of know what to expect, I guess, in that realm coming in Saturday night as well. There's a connection there.
Well, I know if he's as tough as Cody Bunderson, it's going to be a hell of a fight, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I know the guy, if he's as tough as Cody, it's going to be a hell of a fight. I haven't been able to see much of any film on Mike or anything. I don't know. I think it's I can't pull nothing up. I got one video I was able to see of him, you know, pretty much running through a guy in about a minute and a half. So that's really all I'm going off of as far as preparing for him. But I know he's a tough guy. He's got a lot of knockouts. He's been in the game for a while, and nobody in Utah wants to fight him. I'm kind of in the same situation in Arizona. I can't. It's hard for me to get 170 pounders to fight me. They keep having to bring in guys from out of state. So, I mean, I know it's going to be a hell of a show for everybody up in Utah, in his hometown.
Kyle, you enter this fight without a loss on your professional record. Mike does have one setback. Does that give you a psychological advantage? Do you believe it does at all?
Oh, no, not at all, man. I've lost before. I lost as an amateur. I lost a Muay Thai fight. I mean, I've lost before. Anybody can lose. I don't think it gives me much of an advantage psychologically. And plus, I mean, he even beat the guy. Actually, the only video I saw was him beating the guy that beat him. I don't know how the guy beat him. Like I said, I haven't seen any film. All I just see online is he knocked him out. But from what I saw, I mean, whatever things he needed to correct, he definitely did it with a quickness in this rematch.
Mike, what do you know about Kyle?
I actually went down to Phoenix for Cody's fight, and I got to watch him fight. All the fights I've seen, man, he's a grinder. He's tough. He's undefeated for a reason. He's a tough dude, man. He's a grinder. He said he's been doing karate for 4 years. I haven't really got to see much of a stand-up, so we're going to test that out, you know, see how that goes. But I'm expecting him to be really good there, really good on the ground. I've seen that. So he's a tough dude. It's going to be a good fight.
How do you prepare for somebody like this when you don't really know a whole lot about him? I mean, again, you guys are both saying, you know, I don't have any video. I've seen a little bit of video on Mike. I've seen a little bit about Kyle, but I don't know a whole lot of what he does standing up. So do you not prepare for the other guy? Do you just focus on what you do best? Is that how you go into this?
Yeah, I mean, we do it all, man. I mean, jiu-jitsu, wrestling, boxing, Muay Thai, whatever, you know, MMA, we train it all. I've never trained specifically for one opponent. I've always just kind of done my own thing, tried to be prepared for wherever the fight goes.
How important is the belt to you? Does that add significance to this fight?
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's cool that the local show is going to be the first belt they're putting up. I'm honored that I get a fight for it.
How about you, Kyle? I mean, knowing that there is a belt at stake here in this fight, does that just add to the excitement and maybe the anticipation of stepping into the cage on Saturday?
For me, I've had a handful of title fights. I was an amateur King of the Cage world title holder. My first pro fight was actually a title fight because I had a good amateur record, plus the guy that was fighting for the title, nobody wanted to fight him, so I fought him. My first pro fight was actually a title fight for the World Fighting Federation. I mean, it definitely adds more. It was definitely the selling point. I talked to the promoter. Look, I'm going to come up to Colorado, fight this guy in his hometown. He's a tough dude. He's knocking everybody out. You know, I'm at the point where, like I said, I can't get anybody to fight me, so I can only fight tough dudes, and Mike Jones is a tough dude, and adding a title to it was kind of like it was definitely the selling point was like, you know, if I'm going to be fighting tough dudes, I want to get more out of it than just a win, you know, I want it to be able to show my record, people be able to see, hey, he won this title here, this is what he's done with his career, you know.
Well, Kyle, let me ask you this question. If Mike Jones is standing next to me and he says, I'm going to walk through Kyle Stewart, I'm going to be the one that's victorious on Saturday night, what would you say to that? How do you combat that?
A lot of people have tried to do that. I don't think that's going to happen. I know he's got a lot of early knockouts, so the thing for me is, like I said, I haven't seen any film. I don't know if they're ground and pound TKO knockouts or clean cut knockouts. I feel like you know, I definitely have a lot of clear cut like knockouts. I fought in boxing. I fought as an amateur in boxing. I got a clean knockout there. I got some knockouts in Muay Thai. So I've never been run through by anybody, and I fought some tough dudes. I'm ready to fight. You know, I definitely know for sure when you combine my amateur record. I fought in pancreation when I was in the military, which is like amateur MMA, you just can't hit to the head. I was 9-1 there, 6-1 in Muay Thai, 1-0 boxing, 9-1 amateur MMA, and 3-0 as a pro. So I've got a lot of fights. And I know that's something that I think definitely gives me advantages. I've got a lot of experience in all different combat sports, you know. That's where I'm comfortable. It's kind of like how Mike said it. I don't game plan specifically for people. I try to watch and see, you know, what they're good at, you know, be aware, but I always go out there and try and do what I do, you know.
For the record, Mike did not say he was going to walk through you easily. I just want to point that out. But, Mike, I'm going to ask you the same question. If Kyle was to say that about you, what would you say to him?
I'd tell him good luck, man. Pack a lunch. That's what, but, I mean, I honestly don't think it's going to go that way for either of us. I'm expecting a 5-round fight, you know. I've wrestled my whole life. So if we go to the ground, you know, I can hold my own there, stand up. You know, I've also got some pretty good knockouts. Yeah, it's gonna be a good fight.
How much different is it preparing for a 5-round fight?
I just upped it, ramped up my cardio, just a lot more intense. I mean, I always go hard as I can, no matter what. I mean, I feel like even when I train for a 3-round fight, I'm ready for a 5-round fight. So, I mean, not a lot's changed, but just knowing that it can go 5 rounds, I push myself a lot harder.
More mental than anything else?
Yeah, more mental.
Mm-hmm. Well, before I let you go, Kyle, I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell the people here in Utah what is going to be on display when you step into the cage on Saturday night.
As I said earlier, you know, you're going to get two tough guys. I'm wanting to make it a fight, you know. I'm trying to make it a fight. I really like to make it a good fight. I like to stay standing up. That was one thing I was disappointed in my last fight. I fought a grappler, and I kind of played into his hands because I was able to out-grapple him. You know, I've got a lot of experience in stand up, so I'd like to keep the fight standing up. But in most of my fights, my opponents either try to take me down, or once they try to take me down, I realize I have the upper advantage there, and that's where I kind of stayed on the ground with a lot of guys. It was definitely what I was disappointed in my last fight, because I could have finished that fight earlier. It didn't have to go 3 rounds, but you know, I'd like to make it a war. I'd like to make it something for the fans to come out and see. You know, and like I said, I posted this on Facebook. I really feel like Mike Jones and myself are both next level caliber fighters. You know, I'm kind of over fighting at the local level. I need to get paid. I'm ready to move on. If you're not in this game to get to the UFC, then I don't know what the hell you're doing. And so, like I said, I'm going to come out and I'm going to bring it on Saturday. I train with a lot of really good partners, train with a lot of good people. You know, I train in Arizona Combat Sports. We got a good gym out there, a solid group of dudes. And like you were saying, as far as training for a 5-round fight, and I don't do camps. You know, a lot of people, you know, they come in 8 weeks before camp or they train sporadically in between, but like I'm literally in the gym 5 or 6 hours a day, so I'm ready to go 5 rounds. I think going up in elevation might change a little bit, but I've been up in Colorado training here. Some good places, good boxers, good MMA fighters, and I'm ready to go.
All right, I'm going to ask you the same question, Mike. Tell us what the spectators are going to see on Saturday night.
They're going to be a war, man. We're gonna duke it out. I just want to put on a show, man. Even win, lose, or draw, they're going to get their money's worth, you know. And I like that Kyle's saying that he wants to keep it standing up, you know. That's good. I like standing up, so we'll test that out and see where it goes.
And he also referred to you as a next level fighter, which is quite the compliment. So, I mean, there's a lot of mutual respect here between you two.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with him. We both are. He's ready to go to that next level. I feel like I am too. I've been having a really hard time finding fights here in Utah. I know Cody and them had a lot of trouble finding me an opponent. You know, he had like 6 guys back out. No one will accept the fight. So I think I'm ready to take that jump, you know, and this will be a good test for me. And
I got a question for Mike. Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
How frustrating is it? I mean, I'm sure you got the same thing in Utah. I got a bunch of guys out in Arizona. in my weight class, they got 4-1 records, 3-0 records, but they're fighting off guys that are 1-1 or 1-2 or have losses. And it's just like, for me, the reason why I stepped up and took this fight is like, screw it, man. I can't get anybody to fight me as it is. So it's like, man, I mean, I'm sure you're dealing with a lot of that out there too in Utah, yeah?
Yeah, man, it sucks. I've drove out to Colorado for a fight and had a guy no-show me at the weigh-ins. I've had multiple backouts on the 2 days before the fight, or, you know, stuff like that. Or people, I mean, I had a guy out of Vegas supposed to fight me 4 days before the fight. He started having anxiety attacks. They said they pulled him from the fight. So, you know, I'm a couple days out. I don't have a fight. It's happened multiple times. It's not a good feeling. So I'm glad Cody and them guys are able to get guys from out of state and bring you guys out here.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I ran into Mike after my last fight. He was there watching. I met him up. Actually, I was slightly intoxicated. I ran into him, good guy, and I was kind of like, I kind of hurt my elbow in the fight, and I was like, you know what? I said I'd take this fight, so, you know, Mike was a respectful dude, and I'm like, you know what? Let's go do this. If I'm going to fight in the UFC, I'm going to be fighting a bunch of Mike Joneses anyway, so let's go get this done.
Well, it's definitely an exciting fight. I know Cody has been thrilled to announce this fight over the last couple of months. He's ready to go as well, so I'm excited. I definitely appreciate you, Kyle, taking out the time to call in and talk with myself and Mike, and best of luck to you. We'll talk to you Saturday night.
Can I give a quick shout-out real quick?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd like to. I want to thank all my teammates and training partners out of Arizona Combat Sports. My coaches, Trevor Lally, Todd Lally, Jameson White, Steve Rosenberg, all my training partners, Clifford Starks, Matthew Frinku, Manny Villarreal. Also, as well as my manager, Deanna Bailey, for setting me up here in Colorado, get some good training in with some good guys. Guys here at Hustle Hard Boxing and Victory MMA. So I just want to thank everybody for coming behind me and supporting me and training with me. And then also want to thank all my fans. I mean, I'm going to have probably about 20 to 30 people that are going to make the trip up to Utah. So that's, I mean, that doesn't happen a whole lot. I mean, I know it's going to be like a 150-man crowd for Mike Jones, but I appreciate all the love I get from my fans and whatnot.
Mike, shout out to anybody.
Yeah, man. Thank my sponsors also. Bent Metal Fab, these guys, all these local companies that take care of me, my coaches. This camp I've split. I train at 4-7 Training Center with Coach Jason Merlick. You know, all them guys up there, Brad Darrington, them guys are tough. And also, I split it between there and down in St. George with Fusion MMA, with Aaron Reese. All the guys down there, they're really tough. And then whenever I'm here in Price, I train with Cody. They open their gym up for me and, you know, open arms and help me out that way too. So just thank everybody. All the people that's bought tickets, it's going to be a good crowd. Yeah, it's going to be good, man.
It definitely is. Again, Mike Jones going up against Kyle Stewart. That'll be the main event. 170-pound belt will be on the line for Fierce Fighting Championship. Make sure you get your tickets. They're on sale now. Again, this event will go down on Saturday at the Kerman County Fairgrounds Event Center. We've got to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to bring back in Cody Bunderson, and we'll put the final touches on this special edition of Drive Time Sports.
It's a battle of the cage. Fierce Fighting Championship presents Evolution, September 24th at the Carbon County Event Center. Watch as the top men and women fighters in the state and country battle it out in the cage with up to 15 fights. Cost is $30 per person general admission, $50 for VIP, and that includes dinner and a drink. All ages are welcome, and you can reserve your VIP tables ahead of time. Fierce Fighting Championships Evolution, September 24th at the Carbon County Event Center. Doors open at 5 p.m. Tickets on sale now at both Market Express locations, Matsuda Acupuncture and Fierce MMA Gym. For more information, call Cody at 630-0848. That's 630-0848. And make sure to like Fierce Fighting Championship on Facebook. Special thanks to our sponsors, KOALAM 750, 98.3 Kickin' Country, 95.3 The Peak, Auto Farm, RNA Market, Dr. Doug Larson and Pine Top Medical, Tire King, Tony Basso GM, and FST Filtration.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors, number 30. You listen to Drive Time Sports on KOAL 750 AM.
We're We're back here on Drive Time Sports, special edition of the show as we preview Saturday's Fierce Fighting Championship. It's Evolution, and there's a full fight of cards. We've talked to some of the fighters. We just talked to Mike Jones and Kyle Stewart. They'll be a part of the main event, co-main event, Miguel Taberna going up against Johan Rubio. We talked to Miguel a little bit earlier on in the show. Cody Bunderson, owner and promoter of the show, joining us in the studio. Cody's been with us for the last hour. Cody, before we end here, I want to go over every fight. So we've talked about Mike Jones and Kyle Stewart, and then Miguel Taberna, MJ Taberna going up against Johan Rubio. All in all, two classic fights to close out the show.
Yeah, man, it's such an action-packed card. You know, the main event, co-main event, I mean, that just sends, you know, chills down my spine thinking about it. I'm so excited for this Saturday. You know, Danger Polito, his fight's going to be tough. Every one of those fights, man, it's, if you guys remember the slobber knocker from last time, there's going to be some head-to-head action come Saturday. Definitely don't want to miss it. Get your tickets while they last. We're going to sell out. So don't be caught at the door when we sell out.
You know, but we tie, and again, this is not just promotional tools. This is not just pushing a fight. Mike Jones and Kyle Stewart, these are two guys that legitimately have a true chance of getting to the UFC.
Yeah, for sure. Both of these guys legitimately have a true chance. And, you know, it kind of reminds me, I remember, you know, going back to the Carbon Emory High School basketball game, you know, back when Sean Bradley was playing. I was like, man, my dad's like, you got to come, brought me as a kid, you know, you got to go watch and see this guy, because that dude, you know, he's good at basketball and he's tall, he's going to be in the NBA one day, so you got to come see this. So these two guys, one of these two guys right here, if not both, could be in the UFC one day. So you want to bring your kid down, you want to bring your friends, bring your family down, and say, hey man, I got to see Mike Jones, you know, win his first pro title belt, and then one day you might be just paying for pay-per-view, $50, you know, saying, hey, I got to watch this guy locally, you know, kick some dude in the head, win his belt, whatever the outcome may be, before he makes that next step into the big time.
And you designed the belt, by the way, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it looks sharp.
Yeah, it's a cool looking belt. It has our logo on it. It's a sharp looking belt, so it's definitely a piece of hardware you're going to want to be carrying around.
Let's talk about some of the other fights on this card as we wind down here on the show. Thomas Prestridge, this is the guy that was on the last card as well, put out a pretty good performance on that fight.
Yeah, Thomas is he don't care, man. He loves to hit and get hit. Like, he loves to throw leather, and the thing is, he's a purple belt in jiu-jitsu. The dude is super talented on the ground. Sometimes you don't even get to see that, because he'll just go and throw leather. Like, he doesn't care. He literally doesn't care. But such a well-rounded fighter too. The dude he's fighting, Justice Minardi, I believe is the number one ranked 125 pounder in the state. Thomas is like two or three or something like that. So those two guys right there, that could easily be another main or co-main event right there. That fight has fight of the night written all over it right there. You know, two of the 125 pounders, but two of the very best in the state in that weight class.
Ryder Campo, you just talked about this fight. Andy Pitcher, Ryder Campo, this is another one you're looking forward to.
Yeah, Ryder Campo, he's undefeated too. They're at 3-0, and Andy Pitcher's there at 4-4, just a tough AMI veteran. Dude throws a lot of crazy spinning back fists, and I think he's knocked like three or four people out with spinning back fists. But Ryder Campo, man, that dude is tough. Like, seriously, he's tough. His stand-up, his wrestling, his jiu-jitsu, that dude is so well-rounded, so put together. You're going to see him on Saturday, a spectacular fight in that one right there.
Talk about Mark Chavez going up against Nick Estrada.
Yeah, Mark's he's one of my fierce guys. He's the dude's super tough. People come down there and see him doing his stretches before our classes and stuff. It's literally like one of the most flexible guys you'll see. I mean, he'll put both his legs behind his head, walk on his hands, like bend himself. Like, he should be in like a Cirque du Soleil show. Like, the dude is incredibly strong, super incredibly strong, such a hard worker. I mean, he is always running, swimming, doing so much outside of the gym. And, you know, he's got hands, he's got kicks, he's got jiu-jitsu, he's a really good wrestler. Like, he's going to put on a show on Saturday, but he's fighting a really tough dude too. It's actually been doing some training with Mike down there in St. George too, so it's going to be a good fight.
And it is important to mention that every fight outside of Mike Jones and Kyle Stewart, it is an amateur fight. There'll be three rounds. Jones and Stewart is a 5-round fight. Talk about Rolly and Owens.
Rolly and Owens, those are another couple really tough 125 pounders again right there. I believe Alex Rolly, I think he just got his brown belt in jiu-jitsu. I know Owens is training with David Castillo at the garage up there, really tough gym out of there, so you know that fight is going to have fireworks all over it, too, coming out of both really good camps.
This fight next, we can talk about Aaron Quintana going up against Zach XL. It's one of those fights where neither guy has fought amateur-wise inside the cage.
Yeah.
It's always interesting to see how someone is going to respond when the bright lights are on you
exactly.
in the cage.
Yeah, how are you going to respond when you first get hit in that cage? You know, yeah. Everything, you've sparred and you've trained and, you know, you've got hit inside of there, but, you know, it's a whole different thing. We got those 4-ounce gloves on and you're getting hit in the face. You know, I've trained with Aaron there up at Absolute MMA in Salt Lake, you know, been one of my training partners for a little while. Tough dude. You know, he's really tough. He's got some pretty good stand-up, pretty good wrestling, good on the ground, too. So he's a well-rounded fighter. And, you know, Zach Sell coming out of Idaho, too, out of Team Resistance. Those guys always bring some really tough fighters, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be a really good fight right there. Again, last time we had two debut guys like that, we had that slobber knocker and Dustin Jones. And Carson Anderson last time. So I expect a similar fight to that right there.
We've talked about Brendan Danger Polito. He's going up against Daniel Ariona. This is a fight. It was fun talking to Brendan. Let's put it that way.
Oh, man.
At the beginning of the show. He's set to go. He wants to get in the cage right now.
He wants to get in there. He wants to put his hands on there. He wants to make it a bloodbath. He called it the Dismember in September. And he's going to get in there. He's going to try to dismember the dude. So, you know, he's going in there with that kill or be killed attitude. And you'll see Danger bring it on Saturday.
Jacob Lamb, Spencer Smith.
Yeah, Jacob Lamb. He was actually going to fight on our show once before, and it didn't end up panning out. But him and I know Spencer Smith has some pretty good jiu-jitsu. I think Jacob, you know, he might be more of a stand-up fighter, but might be a striker versus grappler matchup, but it's going to be a tough fight.
And then the last one, we have Vimbert versus Baxter.
Yeah, I've heard some really good things coming out of Cedar City with Guthier and versus AJ Baxter. They're coming out of Idaho. You know, there might be a couple little bit of bad blood between the camps. I'm not sure. I've heard a couple rumors, but I think it's going to be that's going to be a really good fight right there. I'm expecting that Cedar City kid to have a couple tricks up his sleeve.
Well, we got a full card. We just went over every fight. I know there may be another fight added. You guys are trying to work something out right now with Mitch Ramirez, right?
Yeah. We had a kind of last minute opponent drop off, but I think we might be able to fulfill that fight. Mitch, another kid at Absolute that I've trained with, you know, super tough dude. I really hope we're able to fulfill that fight. Because Mitch has really trained super hard for this fight, but hopefully we'll be able to replace that on a short notice and get Mitch in the cage.
Now, tickets are on sale for this event right now. Cody, go over all the logistics of how you can get your tickets, because you want to get them before the night of the fight.
Yeah, you definitely want to get them before the night of the fight. You know, with Mike Jones, you know, being that hometown kid, the kid has sold a ton of tickets. You know, there's already been more table sales, more VIP sales, more GA sales ahead of time. You know, Carbon Sound, we have two bays out there, and it's a pretty big space, but honestly, like, we're going to be at maximum capacity. And, you know, I hate to be the person that says, you know, sorry, you're going to miss Mike Jones' fight because you didn't get your tickets ahead of time. But to avoid that, go down to both either one of the Market Express locations, the Chevron or the Sinclair, selling tickets there, or at Matsuda Acupuncture, or you have them down at Fierce MMA, or, you know, get with any of your fighters on the card. Get a hold of Danger, get a hold of MJ, get a hold of Mike, get a hold of Blanca. Any one of those guys are selling tickets, you know, and it helps those guys, too, because they get a percentage of the tickets that go to them, especially for them amateurs where they're not getting paid. It really does help them out to put a little bit of money in their pockets.
Well, Cody, I always look forward to doing this specialty show whenever you guys get set for an event. Thank you again for taking the time to come down here, bringing your fighters in, and talking about Saturday night. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, me too, man. This is, again, the card is so stacked. We got two of the best up-and-coming welterweights in the country that are, you know, the next fight, you know, could very well maybe be on an undercard of the UFC, you know, World Series of Fighting, Bellator, you know, you just don't know. But a win for Mike or a win for Kyle will be the catalyst that propels them to the next big level.
Now, unfortunately, we are out of time, but again, you can listen to this show at CastleCountryRadio.com. Just click on the Drive Time Sports link. You can go back through, listen to all the interviews, and get set up for Saturday night's event. Cody, again, thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks again, brother. Always a pleasure.
It's always fun, that's for sure. Again, Fierce Fighting Championships Evolution, it's going down this Saturday at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center. Make sure you tune into the show tomorrow. We're going to be joined by former four-time heavyweight world champion Evander Holyfield. So we're not going to stop on the combat sports. We talked a little MMA today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk boxing with Evander Holyfield, and I'm definitely looking forward to that. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Be safe. I am out.